This is Childhood Matters, presented by Interactive Parenting Media.
Childhood Matters.
For parents and everyone else who cares for or about kids.
We are family. Give everybody a seat.
Here's your host, Rona Renner.
Good morning and welcome to Childhood Matters. It's our seventh birthday, so today we'll hear from some of our regular callers and talk with you about topics you want us to cover on future shows. I also want to know what's working for you as a parent and what challenges you're facing. This is an open forum show for you to wish us a happy birthday, but to also ask for some suggestions if you have questions about your kids. You know, I've been a registered nurse for over 43 years. That's right. I started when I was very young. And even though I don't work in a hospital or a doctor's office anymore, I'm still a nurse. Once a nurse, always a nurse. I was very fortunate to be trained by Kaiser Permanente to be a temperament specialist, helping parents understand their child's behavioral style. And that's what I love doing. And as a parent of four and grandma of two, I've seen a lot. I know how much parents love their children. And yet, so often, we're not sure of what to do and what our kids need. I believe that most parents do the best they can with what they have, but sometimes need more resources and support to do the hardest job there is. And that's why we're here in your living room, in your bedroom, in your kitchen, or maybe even in your car every Sunday morning. You know, I was thinking about what it means to me to do the show every week. I get to meet or talk with Bay Area professionals who are passionate about the work they do with families. And I get to hear from such a diverse group of people who care about kids: parents, grandparents, foster parents, childcare providers, big sisters, and also big brothers. There are some people who listen who don't have children, but they care about things like discipline and child abuse, respectful parenting, education and health, and also the violence that we hear about all too often in our communities. You know, all of us can probably remember a time in our own childhood where we wished our parents had understood us better. Yes, understanding what children feel and need are not things that we're taught in school. You know, there are parents like our two guests today in the studio who I've come to know and care about over the years. And there are others I will never meet, but their stories really touch me. I remember a woman we surveyed a few years ago who told us that since her she listened to a show that we did on domestic violence, she left her husband. And the reason was that the show helped her realize that her child was being traumatized by what was happening at home. Her story helps me get up early every Sunday to do this show. I've learned so much these 7 years, and I hope to continue to use the knowledge I've gained here on radio, on television, and in the community. So call us this morning at 877-372-KIDS. That's 877-372-5437. Tell us what shows have meant a lot to you and what you want us to discuss in the future. Joining me in the studio this morning is Pramila Agarwal. She's the mother to six-year-old Prem, wife to Manish, and a very smart and talented woman. Pramila has over 10 years of experience working in Silicon Valley, doing project management, application support, business software analysis, design, development, database administration, testing, and training, all things I didn't know about her. She works with the Milpitas Unified School District, training and teaching computer science, related courses for adults, and was also the newspaper editor for a mother's group. Pramila has a master's degree in computer applications and a bachelor's in physics from the University of Delhi. Pramila, thank you so much for driving here this morning.
Thank you, Rona. It was my pleasure. Yeah.
You know, I was trying to remember how many years you've been listening. I think Prem was maybe about two. Maybe 4 years.
Yeah, about two. So I've been listening for about 5 years, about.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, can you remember a show that meant a lot to you?
Well, a lot of shows have made a difference to me. It would be hard to kind of recount them all.
No.
I'd go on and on. But a few of them have made an impact in the show and as well as a lot of takeaways apart from the show, especially the books that you sent me. One was on Richard Love's book, The Last Child in the Woods. That was really amazing. And about Momfulness by Denise Roy. So that was quite amazing, too. Both of the books were a bit different, but also related in certain ways. So in Richard Love's books, again, you know it in your heart that it's great to go out and connect with the nature, and we love hiking as such, but it kind of brings it to the fore why it is so really important to connect with nature. So he's basically coined the term nature deficit disorder.
Right. It's not a real disorder. He calls it nature deficit disorder because our children are really suffering from not being outdoors so much. And that meant a lot to you. I know that you've been taking lots of hikes with Prem, haven't you?
Yes. And this kind of brought about that, you know, a lot of kids, the obesity, depression are related to, you know, not being going near nature. And studies have found that levels of ADHD and depression have reduced when you connect to nature. And especially, I love this quote from this book. It says, it kind of connects to me too. I go to nature to be soothed and healed and to have my senses put in tune once more.
Yes. And that's what's beautiful about hearing people speak and also reading books is you can read something that really means a lot. And we'll keep talking about that as the morning goes on. I'd love to hear more about what this has meant to you. And you're just so, it's so nice to know you're out there, and it's great to actually be here in person with you in the studio. So thank you for being here.
Same here. It was,
I'm going to introduce now our other wonderful parent who's here with us. It's Kim Wilson. He and his lovely wife, Michelle, have three children, KJ, who's 11, Caleb, who's 7, and 4-year-old Karma. Kim is a native of Oakland, and he invests his energy into helping youth identify their dreams and take practical steps to achieve them. Kim has navigated his way through personal and professional obstacles, like most of us, Kim, ultimately achieving success in the corporate world for over a decade. He has a bachelor's in business from Clark Atlanta University. He's a motivational speaker and an online radio talk show host of the show Ground Level Perspectives, where he talks about the good in people and the good news in Oakland, and he also expresses his opinions on all kinds of things. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Kim Wilson.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I love to come on your show. Actually, I'd be super excited.
This is fun. You interviewed me. I interview you.
Right.
This is
it's a trade-off.
It's a trade-off. You know, I met Michelle, I think over 10 years ago, she and I were involved in a different project together. Mm-hmm. We've also known each other through First Five a lot. You came, though, to a remote we did at Pier 39 back in the day. And I think you were on my show that my husband and I did about regaining friendly relations when couples fight. Do you remember that?
I do. It was in Berkeley.
It was in Berkeley.
I was going to bring that up. It was in marriage counseling. You guys did a whole skit. That was before I even heard your show.
Oh, really?
Oh, there was like, my wife was like, come on, we got to go to this. We have to. And I was like, nah, kind of dragging my feet. But when I got there, the information was just like blossoming all through me. And we went home, started exercising some of the tips you guys brought out. And I was like, yeah, this stuff really works.
You know, I forgot about that. Thank you for reminding me.
Oh, that was excellent.
Yeah. One more thing I kind of wanted to interject at this point. There was a show about couples and emotional fitness. And Rona was, I really wanted to go out. And my husband didn't want to because our son was little. So I called into the show, and Rona said, you know, if you are going crazy going out, maybe you should not go out.
Right, because you were having trouble getting going to restaurants with him. And it was like sort of, well, let's not drive ourselves nuts here. Let's do what works, right?
Yes.
Right, exactly.
Well, Kim, you know, you've been a dad now for 11 years. So this the work we do is really important to you, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. I can name off like 4 or 5 shows that just – had a huge impact. You know, my wife would wake up in the morning, she'd, you know, come on, we gotta listen to Rona. You know, and I'm like, all right, no biggie. So, you know, the ones that got my attention was Closing the Achievement Gap through Learning. I think her name was Lauren.
Lauren Needle from United Way.
Exactly. And then there was through Parent Involvement, of course, and then there was a Response to Emergencies. that was an excellent one, because then we got a chance to talk to our kids and what would happen in case of an emergency. And then we also talked about raising children who love to read.
Yeah.
That's my son, KJ. He just loves to read. I get on him a little bit, but that is a great problem to have in my household.
Yeah, right. That he's reading too much, right?
Right. And now my son Caleb is learning to read, and he loves it.
Yeah.
It's like almost like a little competition almost.
Well, when you have a household where people also read, it sets the whole tone for it. So I think, oh, our lights just went out. That was fun. We're sitting here in the dark right now.
we're still going, though.
We're still going. Yeah, we're still on the air, but this is very, very – maybe it's because it's after Halloween.
Right.
Now, they started to come on.
Yeah.
Okay, we're still on the air. Well, you know what? We're going to start taking calls from some of our listeners.
Okay.
We have Myrna from Salinas waiting to talk to us, and I want people to know that they can call 1-877-372-KIDS and give us a call, tell us what's on your mind. We also have new listeners now. We're on KBBF in the North Bay. We're in Santa Cruz on K-Ocean. And if you want to talk to me or let me know what's on your mind and you can't call in, you can email me at rona@childhoodmatters.org. So let's turn now to Myrna. She's a parent educator at the Salinas Adult School. Hi, Myrna.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Thank you.
Good. Good. So how has Childhood Matters and Nuestros Niños impacted you and your work?
Amazingly. Amazingly. I have to say that I'm so thankful because, you know, not only I as a parent have benefited, but lots and lots of parents in my community that I have the opportunity to touch. It is amazing that, you know, being a parent takes a lot of imagination, and it definitely dealing with different personalities has helped a lot with especially discipline issues that is such a prevalent issue in my in the people that I teach in their life. They really need alternatives, and they really need different ways of dealing with the different personalities of their children. So when we listen to the station, and just all these ideas on how to deal with different situations, like in the store, like going to sleep, like sibling rivalry.
Yes,
it is amazing to have that, to have some ideas on how to do things differently than our parents did.
Yes,
and maybe it'll work better.
That's a key point. How do we do things differently? You know, we could keep what our parents did that we thought was good, but we have to be able to say, wait, that doesn't work for me. You know, I was thinking about Pramila here. You've talked about the book on mindfulness and how much that meant to you. What was it about that that also I think Myrna's talking about when it comes to discipline, how you have to change your state?
Yeah, that note actually also reminds me of another show that you had, Parenting from the Inside Out, and how, you know, kind of identifying your relationship to your child vis-a-vis how it's influenced by your relationship with your parents and how you have to kind of, you know, understand that and then make, you know, thoughtful choices on, you know, which way to go. So I really love that show. And it really made me think a lot in terms of, you know, how you were changing, how you don't want to change. And the book about mindfulness is really excellent. I would say it would be lovely to read from page one to page, I mean, the end. It's really full of gems. And just a few things from it. In practicing mindfulness, what it means is we cultivate compassion not only for others, but also for ourselves. So we increase our ability to see our own suffering, how tired we are or how hard we are working. And that in turn connects us, you know, we extend that compassion towards our children and we recognize how they suffer.
That's wonderful. And, you know, Myrna, you're bringing this up and I want to ask him too, you know, for you as a dad of three children, the whole issue around how do you sort of control your own state of being and how to do you perhaps discipline differently than you were raised, what Myrna's bringing up. Mm-hmm. Has that been a struggle for you?
Yes, it definitely has been a struggle, because when you grow up in a household where the discipline discipline actions are different than what you have to do now. It's a mind, you know, you get a chance to hear a show like yours and you get different tools. And once you get those tools, you ignite those tools at home. And then all of a sudden the dynamics change.
Yeah, because you're kind of being more conscious about what you're doing.
Of course.
And of course, we all lose it and we all forget. But it's the idea of hopefully this show is a weekly reminder.
Oh, it
also
is. And another good point about it is, you know, my wife and I, we try to educate ourselves more. So my wife takes the lead on that. And she kind of brings the information home. And then we kind of go, we have a struggle about it. But overall, what comes out of it is a great impact on our kids, because we do take the time out, because one of our main goals for our kids is to be highly educated in all areas.
Myrna, do you use the shows with the students at the Salinas Adult School?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, I make reference, and also, you know, a lot of the population that I work with is Spanish speakers, so we have the opportunity to have your other wonderful show.
Yeah.
So, definitely, we use it, and we look forward to learning new tools. That was such a key word.
Yes.
And we actually do have a toolbox that when we come back to the class, we say, so let's see what new tool we got out of the show.
Yes.
And what can we put in our toolbox to use whenever the opportunity arises. So absolutely, we do use the show, and we look forward to it. We also have a lot of our parents who definitely don't have a lot of time or energy to read the book. So just
yes,
having the opportunity to be doing something while they listen to the show.
That's wonderful, because listening is very different. It doesn't take the same amount of time. Myrna, thank you for calling this morning, and I'll look on my bookshelf and send you a book that might be good for the families. I really appreciate to know that you're out there. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
And let's hear from Susie. I think this is Susie from San Ramon, who's been listening probably for 7 years. Hi, Susie.
Hello. Happy birthday, Rona.
Oh, thank you. And it's happy birthday to all of Childhood Matters and New West Just News. I'm 7 years old today.
Exactly.
Great to hear your voice again. You know, I used to call in almost every week, and I definitely listened every week for years and years. And then when the show was moved, it just didn't work in my schedule anymore. So it's been a long time. So it was wonderful to hear your voice this morning. And the show has definitely, you know, helped me personally, as well as in the classes that my husband and I facilitate, the parenting classes. We often would refer, you know, I would love the listening to the show on a Sunday, and then we do parenting class on a Monday. And so it was wonderful to go with new tips and ideas and a lot of enthusiasm. I really love the positive discipline shows about connection, and just they really helped me on Monday nights when I would go to class. I would feel so much more inspired and enthusiastic about
parenting. Thank you. And the work you do in the community is really important. How old is your son now, Susie?
He's 13.
Wow. And, you know, we are doing a whole series on Your Teen Matters once a month now. Beth Samuelson is co-sponsoring that with me, co-hosting it. And so if you don't get to hear it on Sunday, you can also always go to the website to listen. But we feel like it's really important to talk about some of these issues. And I'm so happy to hear your voice, Susie. It's been so long.
Yes.
You know, I have a great book on preteens and teens that I'm going to send you, because it's been a while since I've sent you anything.
Oh, well, I've loved all the books. You know, I love, again, the positive parenting from the inside out was a wonderful book. I mean, so many. The mindfulness book. I mean, I read them all. I love reading parenting books. So I've really appreciated all the books, and I've definitely shared the information in them. So thank you so much for all you do. You're amazing.
Well, thank you, Susie. And we're about to go to a break, but is there one topic you'd like to hear us do in the future?
Oh, I love anything about teens and how to handle teens. I tell you, it's a challenge, even for someone who's been doing parenting classes for 12 years. So.
That's right. Yeah. Well, good. You know, a lot of our funding comes from First Five, so we do a lot of our shows on 0 to 5, because that's part of the idea of early understanding, early intervention. But we do have space to do some shows on teens, which we're doing now at the last Sunday of the month.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Be there.
And we'll keep doing it. Susie, take good care. It's a pleasure to hear your voice.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You know, we're doing a show today to celebrate our birthdays, Childhood Matters and Nuestros Niños, turning 7 and 6. We'd love to hear from you this morning. And in a moment, we'll be talking with you.
Join the dialogue.
Share your thoughts.
Add your feedback.
All Childhood Matters now at 1-877-372-KIDS.
Brought to you in part by First 5 Santa Clara County.
Here is this week's Childhood Matters community calendar with events for parents and kids. Oakland families celebrate Dia de los Muertos in the Fruitvale District. This year's event includes dancing, live music, and more. Today, November 1, from 10 to 5. For more information, call 510-437-9703. That's 510-437-9703. Contra Costa families join the Hercules Public Library to welcome Martin Yan, one of the most popular celebrity chefs in California. He will be giving a talk and delicious cooking demo on Monday, November 2, from 7 to 9. For more information, call 510-245-2420. That's 510-245-2420. Santa Cruz families, are you aware of what your child is exposed to through the internet? Join a discussion about keeping up with the internet at the Georgiana Bruce Kirby Preparatory School, presented by Lori Hertz, Monday, November 2, from 7 to 9. For more information, call 831-423-0658. That's 831-423-0658. Have an adventure at Sausalito's Bay Area Discovery Museum at free first Wednesdays of the month. In addition to free admission, their new exhibit, Animal Secrets, is ready to be explored. Wednesday, November 4, from 9 to 4. For more information, call 415-339-3900. That's 415-339-3900. San Francisco families celebrate the Exploratorium's 40th anniversary with special events and activities, such as behind-the-scenes tours, crafts, and more. There will be free admission Saturday and Sunday, November 7 and 8, from 10 to 5. For more information, call 415-561-0360. That's 415-561-0360. For additional information and more events, visit our website, childhoodmatters.org. And to submit events, email info@childhoodmatters.org. I'm Felsha Zuschlag.
In California, 1 in 3 children is overweight or at risk of becoming overweight. As a parent or caregiver, help stop this trend by making sure your child exercises regularly and eats right. Turn off the TV and encourage your child to play, run, skip, and jump. By building strong muscles and bones, kids are healthier and less likely to become overweight or develop diseases like type 2 diabetes. Also, make sure your child eats at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. For healthy, affordable recipe ideas, order a free copy of First 5 California's Yummy for Your Tummy mini cookbook by calling 1-800-KIDS-025. For more on healthy lifestyle choices, contact your local Bay Area First 5 or visit first5kids.org/bay.
You're listening to Childhood Matters.
Brought to you in part by Every Child Counts. First 5, Alameda County.
Back to your host, Rona Renner.
We're talking today with Kim Wilson. He's the father of 3, motivational speaker and online radio talk show host of Ground Level Perspectives, and Pramila Agarwal. She's the mother of Prem and a computer scientist who left Silicon Valley to become a full-time mom, sort of full-time. She also works some. And also some announcements this morning. We have some tickets to give away to the 29th annual Hula Festival, the La Oi Kala Hula Festival. And it's the Association of Northern California presents its 29th annual festival, November 6th through 8th at the Alameda Fairgrounds in Pleasanton. So you'll see Hawaiian arts and crafts booths and local Hawaiian food. You can go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we have some free tickets. Children 5 and under also free. So if you would like to go to this, let our producer know when you call in this morning. 1-877-372 Kids. Also, November is our fundraising month, and we have our birthday celebration on Thursday at the Terrace Room at the Lake Merritt Hotel. Kim, I think you're coming, aren't you?
Of course.
Okay, good. If you can't join us on November 5th for wine tasting, music, and Bay Area personalities like Ronell, please consider making a donation online at childhoodmatters.org. We need your support to continue to bring important information and inspiration to you every week. Not everyone knows that we're a nonprofit raising money so we can be here every Sunday. Parents tell us that they just don't have time to read books or attend classes, and they want to feel more connected to other parents and hear what they're dealing with. So thank you for your donation, big or small. Just go to childhoodmatters.org. And while you're there, look around on our site for tips and blogs and all the previous episodes. And if you're someone who knows someone who speaks Spanish, or if you speak Spanish, go to our sister show, Nuestros Niños. You can find a button right on our homepage. Let's take a call now. We have the Kim Wilson household on the line.
Oh, wow.
All right, let's talk. Who's there?
Hi, my name is KJ.
Hi, my name is Caleb.
And his lovely wife, Michelle.
Hey, where's Karma? Where's Karma?
I wanted to make a shout out to say happy birthday. And Rona, good job for keeping the show going for seven years. And good job on being a dad.
Wow. So who is that? Great. Which one?
That was KJ. I'm waiting to hear from Karma and Caleb.
Karma's with Erica.
Oh, that's
right. She's not there.
Right. Okay.
So you guys, I want to know, who sleeps in on Sunday morning usually? Who gets up with you, Mom or Dad?
Dad, usually.
All right, Dad. I'm glad to hear that. And thank you so much for calling. And Michelle, it's been such a pleasure to know you all these years.
Thank you, Rona. You're the greatest.
Thanks for sharing your husband with us this morning.
Thank you for having him.
Okay. Well, bye-bye. Have a good morning. And make him breakfast when he gets home.
Exactly.
We'll have the house clean.
We're going to take a listen now to what people have had to say over some time about being connected to this virtual community.
Childhood Matters has become a virtual community of parents and providers. You tell your stories and reach out for support. Let's take a listen to Nurse Rona and some of our listeners who we've had the pleasure of speaking to over the years.
I'm a single mom, and I have a special child, right? Child care was like $400 or $500 a month, and I only make like $29,000 a year, right?
One of my problems I'm struggling with is housing. You know, Santa Clara County's housing, there's no waiting list open. I don't know what to do.
How do we go from a place of being, you know, high-achieving adults, especially if we're focused on our professional lives, to really being the ones to model for our children that it's okay to have fun and be in the moment and enjoy playing when that's really not how many adults are living their lives?
Definitely harder than I thought it would be. I sort of have these images of all bliss all the time, and it certainly is blissful. But it's also just so, it's such hard work.
There's just no way to understand how much you're going to love your child, like how much you ache for them when they're scared or when they're hurting, or how much joy brings you when they laugh.
Can't let them play outside, not the way I used to when I was a kid. Me and my brother stayed out way after dark, and it's always, you hear gunshots.
That's
gunshots,
right.
And it's not just your regular little pea shooters, you know, you hear the semi-automatics, you hear the shotguns, you hear everything.
It's hard to know as a parent, you know, what to do, because your job is to protect your kids, and it must be very frustrating.
General problem of alienation, I think, has resulted in a lack of family structure and a lack of community structure.
Uh-huh.
And I think that one of the ways of addressing that is trying to develop community-based projects.
Yes.
To get people in the community involved at a neighborhood level.
Absolutely. You're so right.
One of the things that really helps me when I am working with the kids is to acknowledge what they're feeling in the moment. Especially after a long day of school, I try not to go right into the work. Asking them questions. How was your day?
Listening to your show brought tears to my eyes, and I'm reminded of one of my favorite sayings, and that is things that we can't understand through a normal mental process, we really understand through awe. It's deep within the heart, and it's compassion, and the journey is short, and it's so important to be with our kids, and we learn a lot from our kids.
Spend time with your child, and don't forget to take good care of yourself. Childhood matters, and so do you. Yes, that's what I say That's what I say at the end of every show. Childhood matters, and so do you. Pramila, listening, you know, I just have to say, I get the chills every time I listen to the voices of the people who call in. That's the value to me of this show, are the voices of these parents and you right here. What stood out for you in this piece?
What stood out was that, life changes after you're a parent. For me also, life changed when I became a parent. Initially, I used to think, why do people kind of stop working? I never thought so. But after a child happens, they become the center of your life and everything else starts really revolving around them. But it's also kind of, as a lot of parents pointed out in this one, at one side, they do want to, make sure, in the economy, they are able to, have sufficient resources and find sufficient money and sufficient housing. On the other side, they want to balance their professional life as well. So it's a kind of a toss.
It's a toss-up, and yet know that it changed for you once you had that baby, and your whole life kind of changed, and your perspective changed, for
yes,
sure.
Yes,
for sure. Kim, what about you in that piece? Anything that you want to resonate with here?
Yeah, it was a couple things. Well, actually, let's start with one. The one thing that stood out was the safety factor. The safety was huge. You know, the guy was talking, he says, I hear gunshots, and I hear, sometimes you're in that environment, and you don't know what to do. Because you're there, and you have to deal with your environment. And the best thing you can do is keep your kids in the home. And he mentioned that he used to play outside all night long. Mm-hmm. So that's when you start going into home games.
Yes.
You go into home games.
But you don't want to have to just be in your own home. But yet you worry about safety.
So you got to shift it with a solution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also make sure you go places, where you can take your kids so that they can
still
be outdoors.
Still get that outdoor experience.
Don't let fear take over
either.
Right. There's a lot to talk about there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I find myself getting more connected to the community and feeling that, hopefully more people would kind of be happy, stay happy.
That's
and safe.
Right.
Yeah.
More connection to the community for sure.
You're listening to Childhood Matters.
Issues and concerns surrounding our children's lives.
Pick up the phone at 1-877-372-KIDS.
Let's take more calls. We have Janice with us this morning. She's Janice Townsend, professor of child development at Los Medanos College. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning, Rona. How are you? Happy birthday.
Thank you. I love being seven. Yes. It's been a while since we've talked. Thanks for calling this morning.
You're so welcome. I wanted to wish you a happy birthday and share with your listeners about how wonderful your program is for the students that take parenting classes at Los Medanos College. We love both Nuestros Niños, and we love your archived shows. And listening to you on Sundays. So it's been just a real asset to the class. Every parent listens to one of your shows via archive or Nuestros Niños or live on Sunday mornings, and they report out. And I just love the range of your shows, the variety. Every parent can find at least one show, and usually they're like, oh, I want to do three of them. And go back to the archives and listen to them. And they feel, I think for the students that continue to listen, such a sense of community. Your show every Sunday morning brings some sort of routine and community to their lives. And for the students that just listen to a show or two, they have chosen something to listen to where they really need some help. And I think one of the greatest pieces of help they get from your show is that other people are having the same struggles that they're having.
Right.
Which makes the struggle less.
It really does.
Share it with other people.
When you don't feel so alone. And, Janice, I have to say, one of your students called me not too long ago, and we had a great conversation, and then she wound up being on a show. And, to me, to know that you're using the shows so that these parents can use them and pass them on to their friends really means the world to me. And I just want to appreciate you for all the work you do in child development, and I think I owe you to come back again sometime soon.
I would love to. I I have an idea for a show.
Yeah.
I would like to hear from your listeners and add to the toolbox ideas about how we connect to our children every day through everyday activities. When we're in the car, riding the bus with our children, when we're at the grocery store, where we make those everyday parts of life a meaningful part of our day with our children.
Beautiful. I love that. I love it because, you know, it's like, Kim, if you're going to the grocery store with your kids, you're mm-hmm. talking about the apples, aren't you? And the
exactly.
different colors, like my husband used to do, right?
Yeah, you go walk down the aisles, you start identifying what's going to be for dinner, lunch, or breakfast, or
That's
whatever
right.
snacks we have.
And I know, Pramila, you've been cooking with Prem a little bit, yes?
Oh, yes, he loves to cook a lot. He loves to make all the Indian puris and the parathas, and he has specific choices that he wants. So it's like a menu out there. So, and now he kind of takes orders from the dad, like, okay, what do you want? And he'll write it on a piece of paper, then bring
exactly.
it on to me.
He's studying to be a waiter. You know, Janice, that's good. We'll do a whole show with that, and maybe you can have your students be some of the callers for it, okay?
Oh, that would be great.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Janice Townsend. She's a wonderful child development person, and she's at Los Medanos College. Let's take mm-hmm. another call. We have, it's my husband, Mick. Hi, Mick. Good morning, Mick.
Hi, Rona.
Well, I just want to say I didn't know you were going to call, but before you say anything, I'm going to jump in and say thank you. I could not have done this show without you.
That was how you were going to reply.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I'll shush. See, this is what we deal with in our life all the time. I talk faster, and now I have to learn to be quiet. Go ahead, honey.
That's okay.
You go.
I did want to call and congratulate you on your 7 years of fantastic work. Actually, much longer than that. But the show has really become mature. It's a mature seven-year-old. You are a tremendous presence in the community, and it's a real pleasure to have helped and to continue to help. And how's the studio? Is it better? I mean, is the office okay?
Yes, we had a terrible rain, flood, amazing thing happened to us 10 days ago, and we're in great shape today. So.
You know, we just face these things over and over again. Things happen, we have to struggle through, and we've been doing it. It's great, Rona. You're fabulous, and I just wanted to thank you for being who you are. I enjoy being around you and listening to you on Sundays.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice. So sweet.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, thanks, Mick. And I think both of our parents here are sitting here, and we know that, you know, the ups and downs of life, if we have a partner, you know, and Mick's my second husband, and, you know, we've been together for 26 or 7 years now, you know,
right.
if we have a partner, it sure helps. I was a single mom, and it's rough, and there are a lot of single parents out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we can keep our partners happy and work together, it just does work well.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to say something, you know, about that. You know, when your husband calls in, you are living out your true dream, which we talked about on my show. But the thing about it was you are so focused.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And it's a tribute. You know, I commend you guys both. I mean, my wife and I do a good job, too. But to the 26-year measure. That's great.
Yeah. Well, thank you, sweetheart, and I will be home to take a nap, I think, when
okay.
we're done.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Mick.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Before we take a break, let's squeeze in another call here. We have Jonah from Berkeley joining us. Good morning, Jonah.
Good morning. And I, Rona, when you've been on Sundays, I've been a regular listener, and you've asked for a couple of topics, which I've sent you, but I'm going to say them
yes.
on the air.
Good, Jonah, and I did get your email, and I just want to say to you, thank you. You're one of those people out there who, you know, are listening and care about kids. What were the topics? You want to say them out loud? Go ahead.
One of them was the spanking debate.
And then
prevention of child abuse. I thought maybe more in the topic of incest or... And the other topic was maybe the electronic media.
Yes.
How you have to maybe try and limit or do something to negate, in some sense, the kids' exposure to the electronic media when they are exposed. opposed to it.
You know, Jonah, we're doing that show in November, the last Sunday in November. We're doing through our Your Teen Matters series.
Right.
We're going to go do that.
The last suggestion actually came from my friend who's here, and her name is Ingrid.
Ingrid?
She
okay.
She liked that.
That topic a lot. Child abuse, spanking debate. Those are all wonderful topics. Jonah, I will take you up on it. We're going to a break. In a moment, we'll take your call.
Pick up the phone and get involved.
Call now at 1-877-372-KIDS.
You're listening to Childhood Matters.
More with Rona Renner after this.
Do you want to start making healthy choices for you and your family? Try these easy steps. Drink 4 or more glasses of water each day. Avoid sugary drinks like soda or punch. Eat 5 servings of vegetables and fruits every day. Choose whole grains like oatmeal, brown rice, or whole wheat bread. Eat fewer fried foods. Be active every day. Walk, dance, or take the stairs. By making one small change, you can improve your health. This message was brought to you by Every Child Counts, First 5, Alameda County.
All children need good nutrition, from breastfeeding to baby food to school lunches. They need an active lifestyle, time to run, jump, and play. But to keep good health, kids need even more: regular doctor visits, immunizations, and dental care. For more information about children's health and free or low-cost health insurance, contact the First 5 Commission in your county at www.first5kids.org/BAY. At First 5, we believe every child deserves to be healthy, don't you?
Finding help in the Bay Area is easier than ever before. Dial 211 to speak with a trained caring specialist who will match your needs with local services, including childcare, rent assistance, counseling, job services, health care, food, and so much more. Dial 211 for free confidential help, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Help starts here. Dial 211. 211 is a service of United Way, Eden I&R, and the Contra Costa Crisis Center.
Hello, my name is Robbie, father of two and devoted listener of Childhood Matters. In this economy, parents need help more than ever, and Childhood Matters needs your help. With your support, they can stay on the air. Join me in helping Childhood Matters, a nonprofit organization who needs your financial support. Any donation will help Nurse Rona help parents. Go to childhoodmatters.org or call them at 877-372-KIDS to make a donation. Childhood Matters has helped me be the best father I can be. Please help.
This is Nurse Rona with news for parents, providers, and everyone who cares about kids. Childhood Matters is now podcasting. So many people have told me they love our show but can't listen on Sunday mornings. Now it's easy to get our shows on your iPod or MP3 player and take us with you. Sign up for podcasting today at childhoodmatters.org. And if you or someone you know speaks Spanish, click on the Nuestros Niños logo and learn about our sister show in Spanish with Dr. Marisol.
One of the hardest things a parent faces is how to set clear limits with love. Here are some tips to keep in mind. Have clear rules and expectations. Have reasonable consequences for misbehavior and acknowledge respectful behavior. And try to understand why your child is acting out. Is it stress or anxiety? For more information and tips on how to discipline your child, visit www.childhoodmatters.org. And remember that world peace begins at home. This message is brought to you by the David B. Gold Foundation.
We continue with Childhood Matters, brought to you in part by First 5 Santa Clara County.
Here's more with Nurse Rona.
I'm really happy to be here this morning celebrating our 7th birthday and the 6th birthday for Nuestros Niños, and it's wonderful to hear from people. In the studio with me is Kim Wilson, father of 3, and Pramila Agarwal. She's the mother of a son, Prem. And, you know, it's just great to be sitting here with some of our regular listeners, parents, talking about parenting. I just want to ask you, Pramila, is parenting what you thought it would be?
No, I thought, you know, from because I had a very secondary look at parenting, I was like, okay, you know, put your child in childcare, you go to office, work, come back home, get your child, everything is sweet. But it's very different. You have to be in the shoes to know it.
Yes.
You can't really observe and know it.
Very different. Kim, also, is it what you thought when you were a pretty young dad when you had your first?
When you step into those shoes, it's amazing what you have to learn.
Yeah.
On the fly.
About yourself.
And you have a mate that my wife is an A-plus student in life. I'm more of a D student. Those two dynamics, when you get those two dynamics together and then input them with being a parent.
Right. Oh. And I'm going to reframe what you said. I don't think you're a D student. I think that you have a different learning style.
Right.
You have a different learning style. You have a different temperament. And, you know, it's good that you match each other.
Of course.
Let's take more calls. 1-877-372-KIDS. Let's talk with Marta from Monterey. Hello, Marta.
Good morning, Rona. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm great this morning.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Marta is our wonderful person in Monterey doing outreach in that community. I just think that, Marta, it's a pleasure to have you work with us. Do you want to give us one piece of information about what you're finding?
I just wanted to let listeners know, and especially you know, the amazing work that you're doing in our communities. It's great when I hear the people or the parents in the community saying, because I listen to the show, I use this new tool, and what a difference does this make? You know, being a parent is one of the most difficult jobs. And when they get the tools because of the show, you know, they're amazing and they're so grateful for what we offer. And especially you, you're so great. You know, you have vast of information. We bring all these wonderful guests. And I want to say thank you to Kim and Pamela, too, that are on the show this morning.
Thank you.
I'm personally grateful for being part of this wonderful, amazing team.
Well, thank you, and please say hello to our listeners in Monterey. I want to hear more from listeners from Monterey, so I know you're out there telling them about our show. Marta, have a wonderful day.
Thank you, and all those listeners in Monterey, you know, I will continue to do the effort so we can ensure that they call us. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much, Marta. Let's take another call, 1-877-372-KIDS. We have Sean, and Sean is the first five of Contra Costa. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Rona. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Sean Casey.
First five is really only about 9 years old, I was just thinking. So I'm thinking we're like those siblings that are sort of close in age.
That's right. And you know,
growing up together and learning together about how to do all this.
You know, and I was on the committee to help design First Five Contra Costa in the very beginning. And so my heart, you know, is with First Five for almost 10 years now.
Well, and I think it's been a great experience for all of us as we've tried to figure out how to do this. You know, one of the things First Five, you know, obviously we fund a lot of programs to support young children, and we're in all the Bay Area counties and, you know, doing lots of great work. But I think one of the things we also knew we needed to do from the outset was we really had to change how we think about families as well. It's not enough just to serve families, but we really need to be changing in our communities and in our society, you know, how we think about families and making sure that families are really first in our society. And that's why supporting Childhood Matters and Nuestros Niños is so absolutely important, because we just need to keep having this conversation about how hard it is.
How hard it is and how there is support out there, Sean, and I think that's part of it. You know, you fund programs, all the First Fives fund programs. I want people to know about those programs, about your resource centers, about your health mobiles. You know, it's that collaboration that we do together that's valuable. Sean, I have more calls waiting, so as much as I'd love to speak to you for a long time, I think I'm going to say goodbye.
Well, that's absolutely okay, and I just want to say thank you so much for all that you've been doing, and I know we'll get a chance to talk again soon.
Thank you, Sean, and I really appreciate you calling in this morning. It means a whole lot to me.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. Let's take a call now from, let's see, we have Chris from Hayward with us this morning. Let's hear from Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And are you a regular listener?
No, I am not. I'm calling because Kim Wilson is on the show. And I've known Kim for about 4 years, and he tuned me into your show through his Ground Level Perspective adventure. And I just wanted to make a comment regarding youth that, to be honest with you, as you indicated, parenting is hard work, and families start with parents. And I think the more we start understanding the fact that consequences and strong boundaries in developing children is where we really begin, that children will respond to what adults give them. And since we, over the last 25 years, let everyone else raise our children through the electronic media, through promiscuous behavior, through liberal ideologies about, hey, it's
wait a second. Wait, hold on, Chris. I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah.
Because, in fact, there are a whole lot of kids being raised not by liberal ideology.
No.
And
no,
there
no,
are
no,
a whole
no,
lot of kids
now.
Not being raised by the media.
What I believe is the fact that, Roman, that the reality is that strong boundaries with young people from the very beginning. I don't think that's liberal or conservative, but not in political terms, but when we allow others to dictate to what our children's ideologies are, other than coming from parents, we really usurp the process.
Okay, well, I think that we're on...
I just want to make sure that as we discuss that all the resources out there, that the biggest thing that parents really need to understand is that they are the first models that
yes,
their children learn
yes.
from.
Yes, now, yes. Now I get what you're saying. Right. Now I agree with you. And I also want to say that it's love with limits. It's love with limits. And I think you're saying the same thing, but somehow the use of your...
I think when we talk about love with limits, I think now that's when we get into a discourse. We talk about... love is tough. That's why it's called tough love.
Okay. I'm going to move on, Chris. Thank you for your call. I think we have to talk at another time because we have a couple more calls waiting here. And I'm going to let Chris respond. I'm going to let Kim respond. Anything you want to say to your buddy here?
Yeah. Chris, what's going on? I'm glad you called. And I just thank you. And we'll continue our conversation on ground level perspective.
You know, I think that what Chris's opinion is important, and the reason I'm just cutting him off here is that I think we have to have a whole show with him calling in about what he means by tough love, what he means by strong. The reason I brought up love with limits is that I think there's the whole balance between being guiding your kids, being setting boundaries, perspectives, but also having that sort of soft. Softness also about what kids need. And I think this is another show. And I would love to talk to Chris offline about how we could do a show that includes his perspective.
Yeah.
As we're winding up here, Pramila, let me ask you again about what is it when you think about raising your child, what do you think a six-year-old, a subject that you think we should talk about for being the parent of a six-year-old now? Anything that come to your mind?
Oh, that's a hard one.
He's starting school. He's doing well in school.
That's right.
And are you dealing with homework and all of those issues?
One is homework, and also he's getting exposure to all these new different ideas, and he's starting to read a lot of books. For example, we had an interesting debate about a book that was introduced in the school was Junie B. Jones. And we were like, oh, wow. So this is introducing a lot of interesting grammar and interesting ideas like girls and boys and boyfriends and what age it's kind of right to introduce those ideas would be great to know, too, because they are getting exposure to all that in school.
Good. So that would be another good show. Yeah. You know, I think we have one call that we can fit in here. Let's see. We have Cecil from Oakland. Good morning, Cecil.
Good morning.
Hi. Do you have a question or a comment?
Definitely have a question. It's a question in regards to the discipline of our children nowadays.
Yeah.
There's a claim that now child abuse is spanking your child. I've recently seen an article that says now they're moving it towards when you yell at a child, that's also considered or trying to be considered as child abuse.
Then we're all guilty, aren't we, Cecil?
I think we are all guilty.
That's right.
And, I'm just wanting to get your perspective on when kids don't have any form of discipline, you know, where do you think this world is heading?
Good, good.
And what do you think we can do to discipline them?
That is a great question, and we're going to bring that up. We're going to have a whole show on that because there's enough interest in this, don't you think, Kim?
I do so. Thanks, Cecil, for calling in. I think that we're, like Ronald said, we'll get back to that, but definitely appreciate you calling in, Cecil. How you doing?
Doing great.
So that's a show we'll do maybe in December. I think that if children aren't taught, discipline means to teach. If children aren't taught right from wrong, if they don't learn about compassion, if they don't learn about empathy, if they don't learn about taking care, taking turns, then how can they survive in this world? How can they make it? So thank you so much. And I want to thank my guest, Pramila. Thank you for coming in this morning. It's such a pleasure to see you in person.
Thank you so much. And especially I like one line in the, you know, music you have. World begin, peace begins at home.
World peace begins at home. And I'm going to give you a Whole Foods gift certificate for being here. Kim Wilson, thank you for being here. A gift certificate to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so
much. It's such a pleasure to see you both. And I'm very grateful to our team. Zan West, senior producer. Lacey Daniel, associate producer. Felsha Zuschlag, assistant producer. And Peter B. Collins of Collins Media Services. Parents, remember, take good care of yourself. Childhood matters, and so do you.
Childhood Matters.
Produced by Collins Media Services and presented by the nonprofit Interactive Parenting Media. Join us again for Childhood Matters. Find out more at childhoodmatters.org.